It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
Mystery voices, that's what it's all about.
Short for Who the Hell Is That Guy Who Didn't Get Any Points Yesterday? It's Jimstar!
It's me!
Hello, big boy. Welcome back.
I'm back for more punishment today.
Now, I can't confirm or deny whether or not we may have texted Alana on her holiday.
Right.
She's not happy.
Really?
No, she's not happy at all.
Okay.
And I believe we've done some conferring. We don't believe she's ever lost a round 10-0. She gets very competitive.
She can have. Yeah, she does.
I'm just saying.
So is she just pressured me now? Like,
well, she said you still got 4 days to right the ship, but she's not thrilled.
Okay.
We'll put it that way. Who the hell is that? Very simple. Celebrity voices. Albie will play us a celebrity voice. If we can work out who it is, we get 2 points. If we need one of his carefully curated clues that have very often pertained to the person he's played.
Sometimes.
You only get 1 point. Our guest, Jimstar, you may go first.
All right. First mystery voice video unravel, the Jimstar.
My nanny, a doctor, goes to my mom, better take him to the hospital. She goes, sure. And he leaves. She goes, do you want to go to the doctor or Pizza Hut? I never got fixed.
Steal.
Now, can I take a guess and then if I don't, and then ask for a clue if I get it right?
He's already using the alarm system. Jeez, you picked that up.
I learned from the best.
Yeah, you did.
In that case, give me a clue, please.
Let me see. Stand-up comic. Had his debut on Saturday Night Live.
Very funny man, too.
Okay.
Well, that hasn't helped Jim's. That's the most furrowed brow I've ever seen in my life.
Well, narrows it down to, like, how many comedians on Saturday. Look, I'm going to go with my gut instinct, which was David Spade.
David Spade. Very well done.
And look, had I been able to steal that successfully, that would have been very unfair for the Jimstar because I literally just heard him on a podcast about 2 days ago. So his very nasally tone was in my brain.
Joe Dirt, is that
Joe Dirt was pretty big. He was huge. He probably shot to star more in a couple of movies with the late, great Chris Farley.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tommy Boy and Black Sheep. Tommy Boy is still one of the funniest movies ever
amazing.
Made.
Yes.
Fat guy in a little coat. Still makes me laugh.
Good work, Jim. Your debut point there.
My debut point, I
love yes.
So let's see how you go with your first mystery voice Nugget.
And it's based on this book by Amy Krauss Rosenthal about, it's a book that I read to my kids, and my middle daughter was enamored with this book when she was your kid's age.
Yeah.
Because it's about a mom who one day of the year says yes all day long.
Still.
I got it at the end there because that movie is terrible. I was forced to sit and watch it with my boy Digby one day. It was garbage. That's the beautiful Jennifer Garner.
Yes, it is.
From talking about the terrible movie based on the book, is it Yesterday, I think it was called?
Oh, something like Yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't know.
We love Jennifer Garner.
Alias.
Shot to fame in Alias.
Alias.
Oh, loved Alias.
It was such a good show, wasn't it?
It was.
J.J.
Abrams.
That was the early 2000s, I think.
It was. Very early 2000s, yeah.
Mm. Okay, 2 points to 1. Nugget leads. Good first round from both gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's see how we go now with round 2, Jimstar.
Well, I bought back ones because one of the great things about being part of these films is, you know, there's all this merchandise and I got all these new ones. And so I brought them back and I presented them with great, like, joy to Iris. And she, it's basically like giving a dagger to your child.
Steel?
An English.
He's very English.
He's very English. And, yeah, he's pretty well known.
I'm stealing on a hunch if I have to steal.
Yeah, it's. Again, I've got a hunch, but I'm going to ask for the clue because I.
Okay, this guy would probably be best known in recent times for fantasy type films.
Okay. I think it's him, Eddie Redmayne.
Yes, correct.
Nice. Academy Award winner, Eddie Redmayne.
Yes.
He's a good actor, isn't he?
He's a great actor. He's in those sort of poor man's Harry Potter movies.
Fantastic Beasts.
Of which the third one comes out very soon.
Yeah, I think that's why they've been showing them on TV.
They've been giving them a nudge, have they?
Yeah.
Good work, Jimstar.
Very clever.
Mm.
2 points to you now, Jim. Let's see if you can continue the momentum, Nujay.
After that many years, it's like a family. And last year was so miraculous and so unreal that when it went away, it was almost like a dream. It's like...
Right.
And I thought, okay, I'll be a big boy and handle this. And I just crashed for a couple of weeks.
Random segue. You know the very funny Judd Apatow movie, This Is 40? Starring Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, about a couple who are in their 40s.
Yep.
There's a scene in there where Paul Rudd's character, because the marriage isn't on the rocks, but there's some strains there after years. And one of the scenes is where Leslie Mann's character opens the toilet door, and there's Paul Rudd's character sitting there on the toilet. And she's like, why do you feel the need to hide from us constantly? And he goes, I don't. And she said, you've been up here for almost an hour. Who takes an hour to go to the bathroom? And he just goes, John Goodman. He said it. He said it dead straight. John Goodman. I laughed out loud because it was very funny.
It's a good character actor, and that was John that Goodman.
Voice. He's a great actor, John Goodman.
He's a great actor.
His work in Argo, very underrated.
Oh, love him in Argo.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
Look, it's close. 4-2.
Oh.
Bonus round.
Vastly improved effort from yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Jim,
so all you got to do when you think you know who this is, jump in with your name. Who is this mystery voice?
There is a darkness at the heart of this fella that is the colour of night.
Jimster.
He's just a creature.
I'm going to say Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell is correct.
Oh, the Jimster. I was going through my file of facts of Irish men and I didn't even come up with C. Farrell.
Yes.
Well done.
Of course, going to be playing, I think he plays Penguin in the new...
Jimster, you've
yes,
seen it.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Unrecognisable, as I like to say.
Because he's a bit of an Irish dreamboat normally, but he's got a lot of prosthetics on. So, Jimber, four all.
Four
well
points
done.
All. That is a definite tie today.
In the words of LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback. We better text Alana.
So overall tally now is 21-13. So no one's made any progress in other than like the score's gone ahead, but the margin is still the same.
And tomorrow, I think this is the area where the Jimster's going to really shine because he's a movie buff
he
and a
is
half.
Indeed.
We'll play What's My Line. We'll talk to you then, Jimster.
See you, gents.